Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin of Masechta Sukkah. We're on Tes Vavim and Beis by the bottom line, but we'll go back to the two dots because we'll get the flow. It's like a minute. So the Mishnah said that if you use the parts of a bed, right, then it's possible for the sukkah to be kosher. So the Gemara said, Lema Misaila Rav Ami Bar Tivyumi. Let's say this supports Rav Ami Bar Tivyumi. The Amar Rav Ami Bar Tivyumi, Sichacha Bivlai Kalim Psula. If you use worn out Kalim that are no longer Kalim, but they come from kosher Kalim, they once upon a time looked like a worn out rag. It once upon a time was a beautiful shirt. Now you're not allowed to use a shirt for schach, so you can't even use a ripped off piece, a worn out piece. Right? So what do you see? It's psula. So 1 second. The aruchas hamita, right? So we said, I'm sorry. We said the aruchas hamita are pasul. Yeah. You have to have kosher schach in between, but there itself it's pasul. So it's just like a non-usable part of a kli that was kosher. So it's over here. A bed, you can't use a bed. It's a broken piece of a bed. It's also no good. Let's say that's the case. Sigmar, that's not the case. Kedamar Chanan Amar Rabbi Barucha Ushte Karayim. It's a headboard. Right? It's a headboard. Either it's a long headboard or a short headboard. What does it mean a headboard? Two posts, and a wooden piece in between. You can have it either long or short. In other words, that has independent value. Now the Gemara is going to say, what independent value does it have? But it's not that it's a piece. So there's no raya to his member that a broken piece of a larger hole is also a problem. There's no raya like that. It could be that a broken piece of a larger hole is not a kli. It could be it's not a kli. This Rav Ami Bar Tivyumi said it's still a problem. Sachacha bivlai kelim puzzle. It could be it's not true. Could be a hole like that. It could be it's not true. It used to be a shirt. Now it's not a shirt anymore. What is it? It's nothing. It's a piece of rag. That would be okay. Why? Either it's a long headboard or a short headboard. And there's no raya about a kli that comes from a larger kli. Now, hechad itbar Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe, would he say that vart? Ahad itnan, on the following. Mita, temeis, chavila. A mita is metame, whole. Rashi says biyachad, together, right? Umadaheres chavila, and it becomes tahar as one piece. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. That's Rebbe Eliezer Shita. V'chachavim omrim? No. Metameis evarim, umadaheres evarim. Part of it can become tame, and part of it can become tahar. Mind you, what does that mean? Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rebbe? I'll tell you what that means. Arucha ushtei karayim, uksara ushtei karayim. You got to have a headboard. In other words, a headboard alone, not that it's a broken piece and it's still tame. Nothing to do with that. It has its own independent value. Lamai Chazi, what do you do with a headboard? What do you do with such a thing? So, do they have a picture of this in the art scroll? What do you do with it? Lemis Mechinhu Agura, you can line it up on, let's say you have a headboard. The picture of it there?
Yeah.
You have a headboard, you line it up to the wall, Lemesav Alaihu Umashta Ashli, and you tie it down with rope. In other words, you make a bed frame, exactly. You can make a new bed with a bed frame. All you need is a headboard, and you make the headboard, the headboard will become the length of the bed, it will become one wall of the bed, the other wall of the bed will be the wall, and just tie it to the wall. And then you got yourself a bed. So it has independent value. Has nothing to do with a broken kli from a whole kli. Nothing to do with any of that. Okay. Next. Gufa. Amar Rebbe Ami Bar Tivyumi. Sichacha Bivlai Kalim Psula. That we just said before. He said if you use a broken piece of a kli, still possible. Why? Because it once came from a regular kli. My Bivlai Kalim. What does that mean, Bivlai Kalim? What does that mean? So, what does that mean, a broken kli? Or that his case is a worn out cloth. Amar Abaya Matlonios, it's some kind of cloth. She'ein bohem shalosh al shalosh. It does not have 3x3. Okay? It's not even three by three what? It's not even 3x3 fingers length, right? Delo chaziyim lo la'aniyim v'lo la'ashirim. Not poor people don't use it. Not even poor people use it. Rich people for sure won't look at that. Not even poor people use it. It's so worn out. Even poor people won't use it. What are you going to use it for? So even they won't use that. It's too small. It's too inferior. Even they won't use that. Says Tosfos, the little one, the lochazi laniyim lo lashirim. Basically, Tosfos asks your question, which is, and what if I do use it? Right? So Tosfos says, v'afilu chishev aleihen, even if you do use it, but l'daito, your das is bugged to the rest of the world. Well, I'm an unusual person. I'm very poor. Doesn't matter. Objectively, it has no value. Right? Then Tosfos says, v'hadamashma b'perek, b'zvachim perek dam, chatos, listen to this, dematlis p'chusa, mishalosh al-shanosh, mahanye b'machshava. There was some case over there where it was so small and they have machshava to use it did work. So Hakasot Tosfos just said, it doesn't work. Even if you're the only one in the world, it still doesn't work. Yeah, but there's a Gemara that says it does work. Right? Why? You gave a chashivus. I'm very poor and I need that, so I'll use it. Lo dummy. The Hasam over there, I'm not sure what the answer is. Machshavto nikur mitoch maisav. The machshava is revealed from his action. In other words, his actions shed light on his machshava. In such a case, the previous parak kaf ches to kelim, the 28th parak of kelim, it says that. So in some cases it will work, and in some cases it won't. What exactly is these parameters? I don't know. But sometimes yeah, sometimes no. Generally, but l'daita. But I'm very poor. I'll use it. It's objectively not worth anything. Okay, back to the Mishnah, back to the Gemara. Tanya kavase derav ami bar tivumi. We learned actually a price that it supports of ami bar tivumi. Why? It says like this: machatzelis shel shifa. You have a mat of shifa. What shifa? What? Sedge. V'shel gemi. What's gemi? Rubber.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, some kind of mat. Shireha. The remnants of it. Afal pi shenifchiso kishi ruha. Even though it's too small for the shear, it became very small. Ain mesachachin behen. You can't use them for schach, which is exactly what he said. They're not a kli anymore. Yeah, but they came from a kli. Says Rashi, ain mesachachin. It's like a little up where we are. Howel ukli ka'as. It came from a kli. V'tchilasa haisa mekabelas tuma, and it originally was mekabel tuma. Mishkav hazav hanida for a zav or for a nida. For a zav or nida sat on it, right? That's what it was. Therefore, the tuma never went away. Or the potential for tumah never goes away. It's not worth anything now. Doesn't matter. That's what he said. Machatzel es hakonim, a large mat made out of reeds. Gedola, large. Mesachachin ba, you can use that for schach. Why? Because it's not a kli. Ketana, but if it's small, ain mesachachin ba, you can't. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af hi mekabelas tumah, the ain mesachachin ba. No, you also can't. Not an issue. You also can't. Okay. Next. We said, Achotesh Godish. If you hollow out a place for you and your table in a haystack, you can't, that's not a good sukkah. Right? It's not a good sukkah. Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu Elo She'ein Sham Chalal Tefach B'meshach Shiva. That's only true if you carve out a 7x7 area. Avol Yesh Sham Chalal Tefach B'meshach Shiva. But what if there is a 7x7 area already? And the only problem is, it doesn't have 10 tefachim. It's already hollowed out 7x7. And you can fit you and your table in there. You know what the problem is? It's too short. I need to make it longer. Then, you know what the halacha is? Harei zeh sukkah. That's a valid sukkah. Why is that a valid sukkah? The truth is that we had it on Daf Beis. On Daf Beis we asked this question. And look at Rashi. Rashi says, it's right where we are. Im yesh sham over there, Zayin al Zayin. What don't you have? The walls are only 8 tefachim long. You need to make them 10 tefachim long. So you're going to dig down 2 tefachim. It's already 7x7. That's okay. Why? Chalal tefach ohel hu. Nimtza shem schach al osa godesh. There's already schach there. Okay, shechote bo momata lamala. And when you dig down below, right, up or down, ad shebag bia es hachalal ashir gavoa asara, until you have 10 tefachim long, tall, Ein zeh asiyaso. That's not a problem of tasev alumina asi. Why? Shari ein misakin elah defanos. All you're doing is fixing the wall. Ba defanos lo amrin on tasev alumina asi. You don't say that by walls. You only say that by tzchach. So here's a fascinating thing.
Yeah.
Darehi kisukkah. It's a valid sukkah. Just what? Pechusa me'asara. It's just less than 10. V'chakak bava shlim al-asara. So what do? You make it 10. You make it deeper. Nothing wrong with that. That's not a problem. Didn't
we say that you make a sukkah before sukkah, 30 days before? It was not even, they put up a hut, and then you say, okay, I'll make this my sukkah. That's not good,
because
here we have a haystack that's been there forever.
What do you mean? You have a haystack. You told your son, I want you to make a sukkah out of this haystack, because we need a sukkah. He went ahead, he took off the top, hollowed out a 7x7, put the top back. Dad, look, I did it. He's over by mitzvah. Dad, I did it. Yeah. You come out, you take a tape measure, see, it's only 9 tefachim tall. It's only 9 tefachim tall. He did it, but he's not tefachim tall. It's not, all right, well, holler at one more tefach. Says the goyim, that's okay.
Oh, he did it l'shem sukkah. I thought it was
100, no, he did it l'shem sukkah. Just what? He made it too short. So now I'm going to dig out one more tefach. Is that tasev l'amun asui? Explains Rashi, no. Why? Because tasev l'amun asui only goes on the tzach, not on the walls. Interesting. Yeah. That you're allowed. No, the Gemara said you're not allowed to holler at a goddish.
Right.
Comes along the Gemara, true, that's fine. But if you made a valid Gaddish, but it's too short, and now I'm going to make the walls longer, that's not a problem of Tassav Lamanasi. Why? Because Tassav Lamanasi only goes on the Tzchach, not on the walls.
What was the original reason why this Gaddish wasn't?
Because it's Tassav Lamanasi. On the Tzchach. Here, you did it right. You took the Tzchach off and you put it back on. You did it right. What's the issue? It's too short. So can I have to take up the tzchach again? You don't have to do that. Right? I have to take up the tzchach again? No. Why? Because there's no tassev. We said this on Daf Beis. Right? In Daf Beis, the Gemara said, what if the sukkah was too short? So we said, dig a hole deeper. So we said there, no, there's no tassev lamun asa on the wall. Okay. Tadinami hachi, hachotet begadish lasas lo sukkah. If you hollow out a goddish to make a sukkah, harayz that sukkah. That's good. Vanan tanan ain't a sukkah. What are you talking about? The Mishnah said it's not good. Is it good or not? Ela la shmamina kidrav huna shmamina. It depends. If you're hollowing out the sukkah, it's not good. If you're hollowing out for the walls, that is good. Ika deramila mirma. Others had it as a question, which is like this. Tanan.
You're going to hollow it out and then you're going to put the tzchach on top of it.
Correct. And then you come back, ooh, I made it too short. All
right,
so make it longer. That's not a problem.
Yeah, but I thought this was a big chiddush then. You really,
what?
You really did.
I thought it was a chiddush.
Why?
That tassev l'amun asa doesn't apply to the walls.
Right, but then when you read, when
that's
you
not such a. That's not such a. I wouldn't have thought that.
When you carve out from a haystack, that's the implication that you're not tampering with the schach. It's like, okay, you know, that's the chiddush. You know, that's the halacha. Here it's like a whole. Well, you put a sukkah back on, so
what,
it's already a sukkah. So
right.
The point is that when you hollow out a gaddish, you're basically making a cave out of it.
Correct.
So the top is still there.
Correct. That's a problem.
That's a problem.
But if you made it right, you took the sukkah, all you got to do is take it off and put it back on. Right? And now you realize, oh, it's too short. I would have thought, like, it's still, I don't know what the halacha would be. Comes along the Gemara, don't worry about that. We don't care about the walls.
Doing that does make sense.
Right, it does make sense, but I wouldn't have been so brave to say it on my own. But the Gemara came along and said it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Right, I'm saying the whole thing of Gaddish is that we think he's hollow out a haystack and that's it. He hollow out a haystack and then you put on a regular kind of schach.
Yeah, but you know what? But then it came, turns out that the hollowing out was insufficient. So I got
to
do it. The answer is it's okay. That's okay because we don't care about the walls. Others answer as a question, right? Tnan hachotet begodesh las lo sukkah ain a sukkah. Our Mishnah said if you hollow it out, you're not allowed. It's not good. Aye, vatanya harayt a sukkah. But there's a brayso that said it is good. So it's the same answer. Amar Rav Huna lo kasha kan b'sheish sheish sham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. That's okay. If the hollowing out already, if you did it, the size was right except for the walls, then you could make it bigger. Kan b'sheein shem chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. But if you did mamish, hollowed it out for the schach, that's no good. Okay, next. Hamish, listen to this. Hamishal shel defonos milmaila lemata. You're making a sukkah, and you're doing something which most people don't do, which is you're building it from top to bottom.
How could you?
What?
How can you?
Three walls you build normal. Your fourth wall, you're starting at the top. And when you get to the bottom, you realize you don't have enough wood. You don't have enough. So there's an opening between the end of the sukkah and the ground. What? It's not a doorway. You're not a door, right?
You want a simple example?
Yeah.
Somebody has a portico or something that's around, and they just drop some walls down. The walls don't reach the floor.
Exactly. The walls don't reach the floor. So how far down can the walls be, and it's still a good sukkah? So, im gavo min ha'aretz shlosha tvachim tzula. If it's more than three tvachim off the ground, it's pasul. Okay? If it's less than three tvachim off the ground, we're going to say lavad. Right?
Why would it be pasul? I don't understand.
Says Rashi.
It's a fourth wall. Here.
Let's say it's a third wall.
Let's say three walls.
That's an excellent question. I don't really have an answer for that question. It's an excellent question. As a matter of fact,
that was four.
The Pnei Yeshua asked that question, and I don't understand the answer. But one second, let me just read. Pnei Yeshua says, "Rash."
It works both ways.
As a matter of fact, later in the week,
I guess we're wrong.
No, it doesn't go both ways.
That's called something else. The Gemara later in, not, I don't think today. Later in the week, the Gemara is going to have the following case. What if you have a chuppah, just four poles with tzchach on top of it? Is that a good sukkah? There's no walls. No walls at all. Zero walls. It's just four posts. The right side, it's all good. Good height, good width, it's all good. Right, what did we say? However, what about Shabbos? What if you're in there on Shabbos? What if you carry from outside there into there?
Yes, we had that.
So it's a machlokas.
No, we had that with the posts in the midbar.
Right, so it's a machlokas. Not a well, that's a kula. It's a machlokas. Why? The machlokas, if you say good asik. Okay, well, just let me read Rashi. Rashi says, Shlosha tvachim psula, dahainu. See dahainu? Like the word dahainu? Dahainu. Kedei, in order, she is daker hagedi, bebas rosh, that the goat can fit through it. De amrinon psula. We say it's pasul. Now, I cannot get out of that Rashi that answering the kasha of what about good asik? The Pnei Yeshua did that. The Pnei Yeshua said, from this Rashi you see, that it's not a kasha of good asik. How you see that, I have no clue. But what? So the Ritva answers, you can. So the question Mati asked is an excellent question. Such a good question, I don't have an answer. The question is, we have a concept called gurachis, which means we make the wall extend down. We pretend that the wall extends down. So what's the issue? What's the issue? You have two good walls already, and the third wall is 80% good, so it's a little bit short, so say gurachis.
Okay, so here's the question.
Yeah? That's your question.
100%.
Okay.
There are different things that we use to fill up air, to fill up the thing.
Right.
We love it to fill it up. You open a covenant to stretch it out. Each one is different. So why can't you use one as the same? Why do you need different concepts?
I hear you. So the Ritva,
so there's got to be a reason.
So the Ritva answers, you can't say good asik when lamaisa, a goat can walk there. But you can't say good asik when it goes against normal things. My question is, why not? What do you mean? You can't... What? Is that even true what the Ritva is saying? You don't say good asik when it goes against what you can see with your own eyes? I have a goat right here. The wolf walks right in. How can I say good asik? That's what the Ritva answered. Is that true? I don't even know. I'm questioning his credits. Do you say that? That's one answer that the Ritva gives. The Meiri gives another answer, which is why I said it in the beginning that it's not normal. The Meiri says you don't say good asik when you're building something in an abnormal way. Most people build from top to bottom. They start where they're standing. From bottom to top. They start over here, then they get another piece of wood, and they get a ladder, and they keep on building. Who builds the opposite way? Who builds starting at the top and going downwards? You know, that's very abnormal. Therefore, you don't say good asik. I don't really get that answer. That answers the question. So the two answers. The Ritva says because it goes against what you perceive.
Because the whole concept of sukkah, Menachem,
yeah,
is to replicate how we live in our homes.
I understand.
So since we don't build homes that way,
right,
up, down,
right,
so that's
So therefore, it's abnormal. Correct. So then we can't use the kula of good asik, making pretend walls.
Correct.
You can't make pretend walls on crazy things.
Correct.
That's basically what he's saying.
Exactly.
So what could you make?
No. That doesn't apply to sukkah.
What do you mean?
You have principle of love with your sukkah. You don't use love in your house.
Exactly. But if you need, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't use love in your house? We're going to have love in the house tomorrow. The next day.
It's a temporary dwelling.
Huh? Right, so then when do you say good
achis?
That's okay. When do you say it? When do you say it?
No,
that's good achis, good achis. So when do you say it? I hear you. It's a good question.
For what?
Yeah, there's a concept called good asik.
Yeah, right. So
we pretend the wall goes all the way down.
Right.
So we have a question over here. You see the case?
Yes. The question is the same question you had a problem with.
Right.
You have a share of a goat.
So why don't we say good asik over there in that picture? Why don't we say good asik? Why is it sukkah a puzzle? So the Be'iri says because you don't build from top to bottom. It's abnormal. I hear what he's saying. I hear the Ritva answer. Ritva says because it goes against what you perceive. But isn't every good asik like that?
So if you start sukkah from four tefachim up. Leave a space of four.
That's the next case in the Mishnah.
So it's that normal way to leave a space. So you would say it's okay over there?
That's the very next case. But anyway, it's an excellent question. I'm not sure I get the answers. They were bothered by the Rishonim. They came up with answers. I don't have enough knowledge to know how to answer how those answers really fully answer the question. But that's all I have.
And where did they get the shear of a goat?
Because it's basically three tefachim.
Everything needs a shear.
We have to have air.
Yeah.
Everything needs a shear. You gotta work with.
I'll tell you why. Because they didn't have tape measures.
Exactly.
They didn't have tape measures.
It's the same thing as the modern outside.
Right. They didn't have tape measures. So they estimated the size of a goat is roughly three tefachim. So that's what will make the shear, right? Okay. Next, milmata lomala. What if it goes down to up? So you have a circle. You start building the wall like a normal person on the bottom. You're going up. You run out of wood. It doesn't reach the ceiling. It doesn't reach the schach.
Right.
How far away can you be? Im gavoa asara tvachim kshira. If you're 10 tvachim away, it's kosher.
No, if the wall is 10.
If the wall, what? No. If the wall's 10 tvachim high, the wall's 10 tvachim high, and now you're 8 amos away, it's okay. The schach way up there. It's okay. Right? You could be more than 3 tvachim away. A lot more. As long as the wall's 10 tvachim tall. As long as you have 10 tefachim of wood, is that why?
Yeah.
Is that what he says? Rabbi Yossi Omar, no. Kishem shalamata lamayla asara tefachim, kachem alamayla asara tefachim. Well, if that's the case, it's going down also 10 tefachim. Right. Going down is also 10 tefachim. Okay. So, b'maika miflagi, what are they arguing about?
So, that answer that you got, I think it was a riffle you said, the answer you got that normal people don't build down.
Yeah.
Down.
That's what the Be'iri said, yeah?
Yeah, then it's not the Be'iri. Then how would you answer this? Right now, where you're saying now we have a case where we're building up. Why can't say good asik?
We do say it.
We do say it. We're being so makel by the one by this case. All you need is 10 tefachim. Why? That's a normal size.
Much more makel on the way up than the way down.
Much more makel. Our Rabbi Yossi is the same.
Yeah.
But the Tanakama, Lechora Rov Tanayim, much more makel by the case of going up. So, B'maika Miflagi, what are they arguing about? So, Marsav our Mechita Tuluya Materas. A hanging Mechita, this is Rabbi Yossi. A hanging mechitza is all right. Therefore, as long as it's 10 tefachim, it's okay. Umar Savar and the Chachamim hold mechitza tuluya ain't a materis. Absolutely not. Therefore, it has to be. You have to overcome lavud. That's how much wall you need. According to Yossi, nothing to do with that. Now, Tanan Hassan, we learn like this. You need a picture for this. If you haven't, the okay, bar shebein shtei chatzeros. You have a bore in between two chatzers. You have a bore in between two chatzers. Okay? Now the halacha is, since the bore is not in my chatzer only, it's also in his chatzer, I cannot draw water from this bore on Shabbos. Why? Because the bore is deeper 10 tefachim, it's a different mechita. It's a different reshus, it's a gzeira derabanan. Right? Now I want to get water, what do I do? So I go over to my neighbor Marcel, I say, listen, can we build an eruv, a mechita, an eruv, somehow. So, bar shebein shtei chatzeros ein memalin mimenu b'Shabbos. You can't use this bar on Shabbos. Ela im kein asar lo mechita asara tvachim, unless you make a mechita. Bein lamayla, bein lamata, bein besoch agono. The mechita has to be in the bar, not sticking out of the bar. Like I'll build a wall going over the bar, half on his side, half on my side. No, that's not good enough. The mechita has to be in the bar. Where in the bar? It doesn't matter. Down, deep down, a little down, right at the tip of the bark. It doesn't matter. Now, how does this help? So Rashi explains the whole thing's exerid rabbanon anyway, and for water we're makel. So as long as you make a hecker, I made a mechitza. Half the water is mine, half the water is yours. There's no such thing like that. Water.
What about erev chatzeres?
What you have to make an erev. What?
Make an erev in the chatzer. The whole
culture's an error. Explain why you can't.
The bars out of the culture.
Huh?
The bars is the only out of the culture.
Yeah.
But it's in the middle of the backyard.
But
so why should it ask everybody?
Because it's since it's going down and has that.
But it's the definition of an Arabic Hatzeris is that you make a shutvit and the whole
ground level.
No, what do you mean? What do you mean make an Arab? How do you make an Arab?
The four owners of the four houses.
Yeah.
Whatever. Make an Arab Hatzeris so that they can use
it. It won't help. It won't help for the pit. The pit's down there. The water's down below. It won't help. So what do? You have to make a mechitza to separate the pit, my hair from his hair. Even though the water inside flows. So Rashi explained, it's a cooler for water. Otherwise, how are you going to have water on Shabbos? It's not so easy. So they made a cooler by water. The whole thing's exerted about it anyway. So make the hecker. Where's this mechitza going to be? In the bar. Where in the bar? In the water, above the water. Doesn't make a difference.
Didn't you learn when you did...
That is an Arabic. No, that is an Arabic.
In Arabic, yeah. That if you have like a porch going over a body of water, you could just make a partial thing. It doesn't have to touch the water.
Same thing. Correct. Doesn't have to touch the water. It could.
This one does.
No. Bein lamayla, bein lamata, bein betoch hagano. It could be deep in the water. It could be outside the water. It could be on the rim of the pit. As long as it's in the pit, not above the pit. That's the kicker. You can't have a wall going across the pit. That's the inside. What do you see from here? That a hanging mechitza is a good mechitza. That's what we're getting at. That's what we're driving at. Rashir ben Gamliel Omer, he says, Beishami Omrim Lamaila, Ubeithil Omrim Lamata. Right? And then Tosva says, Top Tosva, Bechol Asfarim Gersin Ipcha. We switch it around. Why? Because it's much easier if this hanging mechitza is on the top of the pit, not deep down in the water. So Beithil, want to make Beithil more makel. So Basil said it has to be over here. Beisham says no. You got to go down with the scuba gear and put the mechitza all the way down in the water. That's Beisham.
You need to touch the bottom.
Yeah.
It has to be recognizable.
Correct.
So that
what?
How do you have a hecker?
You know what I mean? I built the mechitza
from the bottom all the way to the top.
No, it doesn't have to be so big, but it's in the water.
No, but
and Basil said, let's say you have a pit. So the first 10 tefachim is no water. Then the second 10 tefachim is water. So where does this mechitza have to be? Beisham said in the water. Basil said out of the water. That's the second shita. The first shita was whatever you want. Rav Shir ben Gamliel said it's a machlokas b'shar b'shillel. Amar Yehuda, no, lo tei mechitza gedola min hakosel shebeneim. Just build a wall in between the two mechitzas, in between the two chatzas, and you're all good. Right? Rashi says second line on top. Osa hanasis lachutz bein chateros. Outside between two chutzes, v'tului al pnei pia bar, and it's hanging on top of the bar. Afal pishlo nasis b'shvil hamayim, even though you didn't do it for the water, right? The kasavar mechita tului amateres bechateres afilu kol tiltul. That's all. We're gonna pretend this wall that you build in between the two chutzes goes right through the bar. That's all you need. According to Yehuda, that's all you need. Okay.
You have four shutvim in that
chutzah. So it's a three-way machlok is what you do.
This way?
Yeah. It's a three-way machlok is what you do. According to the two of them, you have to be in the water somewhere. And according to the view, it doesn't even have to be in the water.
No, but you have to make an X in the water.
I don't know. If four people, I don't know. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda, now, listen to this. Rabbi Yehuda, Beshitas, Rabbi Yossi Amra. So if you think about it, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are really saying the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda said, you want to matter a bar on Shabbos? Just build a wall. We'll pretend it goes down. Rabbi Yossi says, you want to build a sukkah? Just build a wall and we'll pretend it goes down. They're both saying the exact same thing. Right? L'chora. Damar mechitza tuluyah materes. A hanging mechitza is all you need. Says Tigmar Velohi, it's not true. L'or Rabbi Yehuda sarv alok Rabbi Yossi. V'lo Rabbi Yossi sarv alok Rabbi Yehuda. They're not saying the same thing at all. They seem to be saying it's totally different. Right, look, Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lo Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with Rabbi Yossi at all. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam. Why did Rabbi Yehuda say making a wall above ground will help the Eruv, will help the pit? That's only because El Arubi Chateru is the Rabbanon. Because the whole thing's a Rabbanon. Eruv is the Rabbanon. The whole thing's a Rabbanon. So you want to build a wall above ground and we'll pretend that it goes into the pit? I have no problem with that. Aval sukkah, aval hacha, sukkah d'oraisa lo. I would never agree on a mitzvah d'oraisa, a sukkah, that you can make a hanging wall, you have a wall that doesn't reach the ground, it's okay. I would never agree to that. V'lo Reb Yossi, sarv lo k'Reb Yehuda, and now Reb Yossi will not agree with Reb Yehuda at all. Ad kan lo k'Reb Yossi hacha. You know, Reb Yossi says it's good by a sukkah, el a sukkah, it's a mitzvah asay. It's only a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah asay. Well, and what's the downside? If you don't do it, if it turns out it's wrong, it's not a good thing. Not such a bad thing. Aval Shabbos, Isser Skila. Shabbos is an Isser Skila. La, I never agree to that. How's it Isser Skila? The whole thing's in the Rabbanah. So Rashi says. Rashi says, Aval Shabbos, Isser Skila hu, but Malachas Doraisa. If it would be a Malacha Doraisa, there is Skila. Machmir and Afil b'midi the Rabbanah the Ispe. So therefore, Machmir and the Rabbanah. Which turns the whole Doraisa the Rabbanon thing upside on its head. Right? This is very difficult. Reb Yossi's sheet is very difficult. I allow it by Sukkah, because after all, it's only an Asay, but I would never allow it by Shabbos, because it's a Rabbanon, and but if it would be a Doraisa, it would be an issue. It would be Skila.
Yeah, that's
a very difficult shot.
That's because the whole idea of Shabbos...
I understand, but this
could,
is...
But
the Torah... But Minat Torah, what you're doing is nothing wrong with it.
No.
Nothing wrong with it. Right. It's a Darabonon, it's a Xero. If we let you do this, we'll carry over there.
Right.
So, I'm Achmir, because if it would be a Darais, it'd be Skila.
Well, Shabbos is more Chomer than Sukkah.
I understand. That's basically what Rabbi is saying.
Exactly.
Shabbos is more Machmer than Sukkah. Exactly. Basically what it is. Now... Vim Tomar Maisa Shanasa B'Tzipori. One second. What about that story in Tzipori? Alpi Mi Nasa. How'd that story go down? So the answer is Lo Alpi Reb Yossi, El Alpi Reb Yossi, Rishon Reb Yossi. No, it wasn't Reb Yossi. It was his son, who's more mekel than his father. My Maisa. What was that Maisa? The Chiyasa Rav Dimi Amar. Pam Achas. Listen to the story. Shachacho V'lo Heviu Sefer Torah Be'erev Shabbos. They forgot, and they didn't bring the Sefer Torah to Shul for Shabbos. Rashi says the minhag was. They would leave the Sefer Torah in someone's house because nobody was in the shul. Shul was empty. It was open to who knows what. So they kept it in the house. They're supposed to bring it Friday. The guy forgot. So can you imagine that Shabbos morning in the shul and the guy forgot to bring the Torah? What? Right. So anyway, how are they going to bring the Torah? So Friday night, everyone comes to shul and everyone realizes there's no Torah. What's going to be tomorrow? So Lamachar, the next day, Pirsu Sadin and Agabe Hamudin. They took sheets and they lowered sheets on poles. Basically, they created a machita. The Rashi explained that the guy in the house was in the same chatzar as the shul. It was in the same chatzar, and they made basically a walkway with machitas to get from the house to the shul. They viewed Sefer Torah b'karabo. They brought a Sefer Torah. The Mefarshim explained, it must be that when they made these hanging machitas, there was still 10 tefachim of space. But it's okay, because we say hanging mechitza is a good mechitza. That must be pshat.
How do you do the mechitza?
So Pierce is all gedaitach. So what do you mean they low? What do you mean they got sheets? Some hechin in the vim. Where they carry the sheets from?
Yeah.
How'd they get the sheets? The answer is Ella. No, matzo sadin and perusin agavim. The sheets are already there. They didn't save a tar v'karbo. Somebody said, look at this. Well, how lucky we are. The guy forgot the Torah. But luckily, there's a walkway with machitzas. How lucky we are. And the machitzas did not go all the way down to the ground. They were more than 10 tefachim off the ground. And Reb Yossi's son said, it's not a problem. I don't hold like my father. I hold it's okay. Right? Okay. They bring from here a raya that you're allowed to hold from someone else after the person died. Even though Reb Yossi's is Reb Yossi's town, he's the posik of the town, but he was no longer alive. His son could say, you know what, my father was too machmir, it's okay. Okay, now, the next thing. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ravimi.
Are you allowed to build a chatzar? Are you allowed to build make him a chitz on Shabbos?
No, the answer is it was there already. That's all. It was there already. The problem is, it didn't reach the ground. So they came to the Rav Yossi's son, by the way, your father, what's the story? Don't worry about it, it's mutter. Right? That's all that happened. So,
the sheets didn't reach the ground?
The sheets didn't reach the ground. The sheets didn't.
He said, good asik,
it's okay. My father said, by Shabbos, we don't say that. I disagree with him. Amar v'chista amar v'imi. Machatelas arba umashahu materas besukkah mishum dofen. Okay, you need to have, a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim tall. So let's say you have a mat that you're going to make it into a wall. But the mat is only 4 and a little bit. The answer is, you can get a good sukkah out of this. How? You put the four in the little bit in the middle. You have less than three on top, less than three below. Love it, it's all good. You hear that?
Who cares about the top? We just said that the top is not an is not a factor.
Who should?
Only according to one sheet.
Right, only according to... No, we even...
They had 10 tvachim.
That, okay, yeah, right, because it was 10 tvachim.
Oh, right.
Right. So, hechi avdi, how do you do it? Toile be'emta, you put it in the middle. Pachas mishlosh lamata, or pachas mishlosh lamayla. Less than three on top, less than three below. Beautiful. V'chal pachas kishlosha, kilav adami. So, pshita. Is that obvious? Isn't that obvious? So, ma'al detema, chad lavad aminan, trey lavad lo aminan. Kamash milan, we don't say that. I would have thought that you don't say lavad on two sides. Kamash milan, we do. Ask, look at the Tosfos of mahu. Mahu detema. You see it? Detema. One second. Tahanami milsa pshita hi demachshirin le'el. We had this already. We said, kana kana pachos mishlosha de dofin sukkah, ki dofin Shabbos. When you had a pole here, and a pole here, and a pole here, and we said, if they're less than three tvachim to each other, the whole thing becomes one big mechita. So there it's also lavad on both sides. So it's old news already. This whole story is old news. So Tosfos says, there's a difference if it's horizontal or vertical. What's the difference? Right? So Tosfos answers, Shem asalkadaitach l'chalik ben shesi le'erev. Right? One, horizontal and vertical. So you hear what he's saying?
Why?
Why? Oh, so the, who says it? The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz explained, I'll tell you the difference. Because if you have your poles go up and down, that's normal. So it's much more normal. So to say love it on both sides, that's normal. Here, I'm doing it on a wall. Would I say the same thing on a wall? I don't know about that. The answer is yes, I say it on a wall too. That's his distinction between that and this.
Yeah, but in Erevin also, we had the horizontal ones, the ropes, and that was valid, and that was okay.
Exactly, because that's normal.
No, not like this.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like horizontal.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good question. I think Tosis asked a very good question. He doesn't even answer it. He says, excessive air. What does that mean? Okay, next. Meisvei, one second. Nachatelis shivu ma'ashu ma'teres pasukum mishum dofin. Right? So where am I? Machatzel gezunt. Machatzel shiva umashahu. Materis pesukim mishum dofen. It has to be seven and a bit. Why? Only one lover, not two lovers. So the Gemara answers, no. Kitan yahi besukah gedola. That's talking about a very large sukkah. So you need 10, and then the rest of it will say good asik or something. Umay kamash malan de mishal shum defanos mamayla lamata krib yosi. So you have a little less than three. Then seven of an actual thing, that gives you the 10. And the rest of it will go down via Rabbi Yossi, the hanging mechit.
Even
more than that, exactly. Amar of Ami, pas arba umashahu, now the same thing with a wall. You have a wall that has four and a little bit, matir besukah mishum dothen. You can make that wall, if you put that wall less than three tvachim from the other wall, it'll extend and become a full wall. Right? It'll be less. My kamash was the chiddush. How kamash? There is no chiddush. How kamash milan? That sheer meshach sukkah kitana shiva. Just to let you know that seven is the minimum size of a sukkah. So if it's four and a mashahu, we'll give you seven. Okay. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.